Let's do it. I got to beat the snow. It's the Daily Podcast. Friday morning on the John DeBella Show, January 28th. We started out with some sledding excitement, at least for the two parents in the room. AMC's Pacer got some attention. We talked about our favorite snow day food. Heard some women screaming in a field. They used to have padded walls for that. Song stories today featured Long Train Running and Melissa Etheridge wrote a song about something we did not expect. Football. Speaking of which, I made my pigskin picks for the big conference championship showdown this weekend, and comedian Jared Fried joined us. Plus, we couldn't forget National Kazoo Day. Here you go. Happy weekend. It's the Daily Podcast.
What's going on?
I always know when Matt Cord has my headphones on if I forget from the day before, because Matt, when we do the crossover, doesn't bring in headphones. So if you play something like the Neil Young song, Matt will put my headphones on.
Okay. All right.
And then I get in because I forget, and they're basically, I look like as if I had the green alien from the Flintstones, right. The Great Gazoo, whatever, that helmet. That's what it is. Matt friggin' head's gigantic.
Well, he also has a hat on.
Yeah, his hat collection is also extensive. Yeah. His newsboy cap.
So, right. 29 degrees outside, cloudy with snow showers, little accumulation today. Tonight is when it's going to happen. High temperature about 35 degrees. We'll probably see 2 to 4 inches overnight, and I guess you two are as excited as all hell. Yep. I've never seen two grown-ups be this excited over snow in my life.
Well, we have two kids that are 1 and 4, 2 and 5.
It's been a long time since you and Casey went sledding.
That's true.
So it's different when it's a weekend storm and you guys will be home and the kids will annoy me.
All right.
And I'll take them outside and they'll annoy me outside.
Right.
And I'll bring them back in.
So you're looking forward to that.
I actually can't wait. I'm looking forward to the snow.
Me and Steve are 5 years old this weekend.
It sounds like everything you're listening is a complaint.
It's fine. Right?
And,
it's fine.
And I'm looking forward to
it. It's fine. Too. They're going to be fun. It's going to be fun. It's fun. Having kids is fun.
You know, this is not, at least this is what Adam was saying last night, this is not packable snow.
Right. It's just light
and
fluffy.
Very dry. Very dry snow. Yeah. So you got to be
you can sled.
With it.
Just no snowman.
Right. No, he said you won't be able to sled. And you up by you, you can get the least amount of snow.
That's okay. I'm a mule.
You're a mule?
I just pull them everywhere.
Yeah, is that it?
Just give me a thin coating, we're fine.
Right. It's just a matter of, even if they're going to annoy us outside, just get them out of the house.
Right. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Hell, you say.
All right. So your wife could be alone in the house again?
Oh, no, that bitch is coming outside.
Do you remember the AMC Pacer?
No.
All right.
I will look it up.
The AMC Pacer was a sort of... it was a fishbowl of a car, is what it was. All right. You know who had a Pacer?
Hmm.
Dwayne and Garth.
Oh, okay.
From Wayne's World.
Right,
that was a Pacer. All right.
I can picture it. Yeah.
All right. So when you could buy one on the market, they sold for about $30,000, $37,000, something like that.
Really?
Well, yeah. Yeah, you see that thing? I had a girlfriend who had one of those. All right, it was the most uncomfortable car to be driving in because it literally was like driving in a fishbowl. Everybody could see inside the car.
Right.
All right. Especially truckers. Truckers loved women in Pacers. All right.
I could see that.
But someone just sold at the Barrett's auction.
Mm-hmm.
Just sold the actual Mirthmobile from Wayne's World.
Oh wow!
All right. Do you know what they got for it?
Oh, and I'm going to say $200,000.
No, not that not that much. $71,500.
All right. Double the money if it was new.
Double the money. Yeah. And it's the actual car from the movie, right, with the flames coming off the wheels and everything.
What was it 1976?
Yeah, 76.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, 76 AMC Pacer.
Wow.
All right. The golden era for cars.
Oh, yeah.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Don't ever, ever, ever touch
John DeBella.
You understand?
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Don't touch it!
MGK.
Of course, about an hour from now, we get the Dave's Pigskin Picks. And we're going to need somebody to be our listener pick'em person. Last week, it was Terry. Was that her name?
Yeah.
Terry won $50. And so we're back to $50. That's where we start each and every time. Although, I guess by the time the Super Bowl comes around, do we take a bet for the Super Bowl? We're going to have to put some sort of.
Yeah, sure.
Just like this week, they're going to pick one of the games Dave's picking. So might as well pick the Super Bowl, too.
All right. So it's possible that next week there could be $100?
2 weeks.
That's right. 2 weeks. Right. Because. We have to make way for the excitement that is the Pro Bowl.
Yeah. And they need the week of media day so somebody can ask a stupid question for a wedding dress.
Super Bowl roll. Have you ever been there, Steve?
No.
Back in your sports days? No.
No.
John, you? Super Bowl row?
Oh yeah, no, I've been
you've done it.
Yeah,
Radio
yeah,
Row.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I wasn't working, but I was there.
But you went. Okay.
I got to be there when all that noise was going on, uh-huh. but I wasn't asking questions or anything.
Is
like
it
that.
Just a bunch of desperate producers running around trying to get people to fill time?
Basically.
Okay. That's how I envision it.
And it's other athletes walking around, former athletes that are hawking something like whether it's Tide or
CBD,
Big Lou.
I'm telling you, the
Mattress Mac
experience has taught me that the best way to see the Super Bowl, mm-hmm. right, if you really want to enjoy the Super Bowl, mm-hmm. is go to whatever city it's happening in, right? Get there, say, like Thursday night, mm-hmm. go to all the parties Friday and Saturday.
Oh, I love that.
Right, and then Sunday morning, get on a plane, go home, and watch it on TV.
Okay,
I guarantee you, it is better because the game most this year may not be that year, but most times Super Bowls are anticlimactic.
We've had some good ones lately.
Yeah, we've had some good ones. And if this one turns out the way I think it's going to turn out, it's gonna be. It could be a really good one.
After last Sunday night, I'm good.
Yeah.
It can be a total snoozer. I'm good.
Okay.
I'm fine.
All right. Although this is a question I'll save for the Super Bowl, it has to do with food and what you have to have. All right, we've got the snow coming. Mm-hmm. All right, what is your one snow day thing that you have to have? You know, and we'll skip the bread, eggs, and milk part of it. What do you have to have? It's snowing. This is what you need to have.
Hot cocoa. I got the powdered stuff with the marshmallows.
Hot chocolate, hot cocoa,
however you want to spin it.
I was going to say, you're a cocoa guy, not a hot chocolate.
I'm fancy, John.
A cocoa guy.
Very fancy.
Normally, I would say chili.
Right?
But I'm not making chili this week. I'm making beef stew tomorrow.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Nice.
So I guess something soupy, I would say. Chili or soup?
Yeah. Oatmeal cookies.
Really?
Oh, okay.
And this is all Lisa's fault. One time when it snowed, she made a batch of oatmeal cookies that were terrific. They're absolutely terrific. And now every time there's a snow forecast, I go, are you going to make oatmeal cookies? And she's like, I don't understand why you think I should make oatmeal cookies. I said, because you got me addicted to them, lady. Cindy's here. What about you? Here we got the snow coming, right? Mm-hmm. What is the one thing that you have to have, like, when you're snowed in?
Oh, pancakes.
Pancakes.
Actually, we're having banana pancakes tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Yum.
Oh, wow. Now are you going to do them like IHOP way with the nuts and the banana pancake syrup?
That's unsanitary, John.
Steve answered that for me. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay, fine. Because they are banana nut pancakes at IHOP. All right. And as long as it's not, as long as I have a waitress, I'm fine.
The John DeBella podcast. John DeBella.
This is probably something that, Cindy, you wouldn't have to do anymore. There's this group of women. Let me get the full story here.
He's going to the stack.
Yeah, that's it.
Big stack today.
Right. There's a group of moms in Boston who are fed up with the pandemic,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
They can't deal with it anymore. They're dealing with kids. They're dealing with the pandemic. They got all this stuff. So every day they gather at a local football field and scream on the top of their lungs.
Right. Oh, I'll still do that.
Listen to this. I mean, here they are. A group of moms in Boston. Here we go.
They are put in an environment where there are kids.
That is not the one.
Odd scream.
Yeah. Really, really, really odd scream.
Must be a dome, too. It's an echo.
Right.
Here
we go.
You hear the audio.
Right. Oh, no. What do you hear what that story is all about? But here we go. Here are the moms on the football field.
Practice one. That'll be ours. Practice.
Sounds like Dorney Park.
It does sound like the roller coaster. That's the Steel Force.
Yeah, right.
Going down that first thing, right? But I love the way they needed a warm up scream, and then they come back for serious.
I imagine they all have bottles of white Zin in their hands.
Yeah, more than likely. The kids are in school. We can start drinking.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Loud noises!
102.9 MGK.
That's a song the listener ruined for me. when we did way back when we did the Misheard Lyrics show.
Yeah.
And someone told me that they believed that the line in that song was "Bingo, Jet had a light on." That's all I hear now. That's the only thing I hear now. All right. Yeah. Bingo, Jet had a light on. And
I've ruined a song for you.
Which one?
We can't say. We can't say it on air.
Is it Beast of Burden?
Yes. You did ruin Beast of Burden for me. Now I hear. And we would like to explain that to you folks, but we also like keeping our jobs.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents... Song Stories.
So I've been mentioning this song all morning, and it's Rosie Pig Mosley. All right. It's a Doobie Brothers song. All right. It's a Doobie Brothers song that they used to do in bars. And they did it in bars for the longest time, and then they changed the name of the song from Rosie Pig Mosley to Osborne. I don't know why.
Eh?
All right. Right. In reality, we know this song as Long Train Running.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And because it, I don't know if it was because it came from their bar days or whatever, but they never wanted to record it. And Ted Templeman, their producer, pressed them on it and pressed them. Here's Tom Johnston, and he'll explain how it went down.
We played it for a long time before we were signed. We had that song together. We didn't have the words, and I ended up writing the words that are on the record after we cut the track for the album. We didn't even put it on the first and second album. It wasn't until the third one. I didn't think it was worth recording at the time. I really didn't. I thought it was just too simple and so what. And Teddy thought it was a good song. He said, come on, man, it's a good song. Let's record it. Now, surprisingly enough, everybody really liked it. It's not that I didn't like the song. I just didn't think it was anything outstanding. But what do I know?
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station. 102.9 MGK.
Do you remember the Andy Reid chocolate cake reference recently?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you didn't hear that, they asked Andy about, you know, going to the Super Bowl again. And he said, look, it's like chocolate cake. If you like chocolate cake and you eat a piece and then you have one dangling in front of your face, you're probably going to want to eat that too. That's how I feel about the Super Bowl. It's a chocolate cake with the ultimate frosting, right? So I didn't realize it, and probably none of us did, that Melissa Etheridge is a huge Chiefs fan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Weirdly enough, I did know this.
Weird segue, but okay.
All right. Yeah. And on that, what was it? ESPN? Do they do that? NFL Network does that show, Good Morning Football?
Yeah. Great show. Great show.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm busy in the morning.
Watch it after us. Yeah. They play it twice.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. They had Melissa on.
Okay.
From her home. And I'll give you a taste of what her song Chocolate Cake sounds like.
Once you've tasted something so sweet and good for the first time, getting back there again's the only thing on your mind. Driving me crazy, I gotta have another slice. Creamy frosting, sugar, ain't it nice? Ooh. I want some more of that chocolate cake. Give me some more of that chocolate cake.
Wow. All
right. And I've got to tell you, she's in the Andy's league. All right, in regards to chocolate cake.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah.
Right? That sounded like a song lyrics that we wrote.
Yeah, she has a future in radio parodies, for sure. Sign her up, Steve. Get that contract drawn up.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You, sir, have a feminine side, don't you?
Well, I like gals.
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Are you going in a Hollywood casino?
I will be there, yeah. 3:30 to 5:30 Sunday for the games.
All right, okay. And you bring in
I'll have calendars.
You have
MGK stuff to give out.
Right.
Barstool swag?
I'll have some Barstool stuff to give out because it is the Barstool sports book.
We didn't get any Barstool swag.
You know why?
I'm a little cold.
Go on, like that.
Not in no time.
Every time we go.
All right.
Yeah.
You could cheat.
I could.
Get us some.
How do you think I got one?
All right, let's get to it.
Kick is on the way, and it is good, and the Bengals win. The Cincinnati Bengals are going to the AFC title game.
Touchdown! Kansas City wins it in overtime.
30 yards to win the game. Matt Gape and the Rams by the hair of their skinny teeth.
Down the middle, and good! 49ers win it!
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. That was last weekend. What will this weekend be like? Dave, last week went 0-3.
Yeah, I missed everyone.
Yeah, missed all of them. All right. This week, of course, we've got the championship and the AFC and the NFC. All of this being brought to you by Parks Casino and Sportsbook, the only sportsbook backed by the number one casino in all of Pennsylvania. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. We've got a couple of listeners on the line also who are going to do the pick'em, but let's start with the AFC championship game. Cincinnati at Kansas City. The Chiefs are a 7-point favorite.
Yeah, and this is going to be the first conference championship round without Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers since 2009.
Wow.
It's been that long. And even more shockingly, this will be the first AFC championship game for the Bengals since Ronald Reagan was president.
Oh, my God.
Jessica Rabbit was the sexiest woman alive. And the Soviets were the ones withdrawing from Afghanistan. It's been that long.
Wow.
And much like those Russians did, it's easy to underestimate the underdog here. And no, Joe Burrow is not Taliban, in case you're comparison impaired. If you saw Sunday night's game, how could you not lean the Chiefs? And if you enjoyed that shootout, brace yourself, because I see this basically being the sequel coming up on Sunday. If it's quarterbacks gone wild once again, this pick comes down to who has the better D. Bengals have the better defense against the run, better pass rush, and pretty even in the secondary. But Chiefs star safety Tyrann Mathieu's likely out with a concussion.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Honey Badger's head hurts. The Chiefs are the better team. They're going to win this game. But Cincinnati only lost one game this season by more than 7 points. Take that exact number for a big, fat conference cover.
Okay, well, then let's move on to the NFC Championship. San Francisco at Los Angeles. The Rams are a 3.5-point favorite.
Yeah, and whoever wins this game might as well set up camp in SoFi Stadium for the next couple weeks, although catching Snoop Dogg's secondhand smoke might not be the best idea for the Super Bowl. The 49ers are a team on paper that has no business being this far, but they keep upsetting teams. They got a nice mixture of old-school football and luck. And they've left absolute chaos in their wake. They knocked out the Saints. Sean Payton retires. They rendered Jerry Jones basically shell-shocked in Dallas and left Aaron Rodgers questioning the meaning of life itself in Green Bay. Unfortunately for them, the fun run ends on Sunday. I promised myself if Matt Stafford gets over the hump of that first playoff win, I'm riding him straight to the promised land. The Rams are a team literally built to win it all right now. And the 49ers can only Mr. Magoo themselves through the playoffs for so long. They've scored a touchdown on 10% of their drives. Jimmy G hasn't thrown a touchdown yet in the playoffs, and I just don't foresee my wife swooning for 3 hours at him at my Super Bowl party. If you beat Brady in the playoffs like the Rams did, chances are you're winning it all. LA is going to become the second team ever, and bizarrely in a row, to play the Super Bowl at home. Rams, -3.5.
All right, well, let's see what Craig thinks, because he's our listener for Listener Pick'em. Hi, Craig, how's it going?
Good, sir. How are you today?
It's going really, really well. All right, so we're going to give you that same game, the San Francisco Rams game. All right, Rams a 3.5-point favorite. All right, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking San Fran has beaten the Rams 5 straight times.
Six.
But I think Stafford's too hot right now. I'm thinking the Rams.
You're thinking the Rams also?
My man.
All right. Now, what does Jamie think?
Jamie's going with the Rams.
Oh, wow.
Right. We weren't sure who to put on the air, so we decided to put them both on the air. Right? So
my wife's the gatekeeper here. So.
I see. So, do you split the $50 if you win, or does she just get it all?
he gets it all.
Okay.
We knew that.
At least he knows.
All right. Well, we will know on Monday if you guys are getting that money or not. The best of luck to you. So to recap, Dave is taking Cincinnati and doesn't believe that the Chiefs can cover the 7 points. And like Craig and Jamie, he's going with the Rams as well. We'll find out on Monday.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9.
Yeah, it does hurt.
MGK.
He will be at Punchline Philadelphia tonight and tomorrow night for two shows, 7:30 and 9:45. Tickets are available through punchlinephilly.com. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, not only a stand-up comic, but a king of the charcuterie boards, the one and only Jared Fried is joining us. Hiya, Jared.
Great to talk to you again, and I hate to correct you on your own show, but I'm a lord. The board lord.
Oh, you're the board lord. Oh, I thought it was going to be like Rich Voss, who has land in Scotland, and now he thinks he's a lord also.
Well, I know I have been, you know, dubbed a lord by the charcuterie community.
I see.
So
I see.
I just want to make sure that my regal settings are appropriate.
If you were a lord, then more than likely you would own a John DeBella charcuterie board.
What would go on a John DeBella charcuterie board? What would go on yours?
Whatever you would like, but what I'm talking about is I'm not sure if you're able to get to Instagram right now and you put in John DeBella woodworking.
Oh, my God. Really? Hold on. Wow, you are putting together pieces of art.
Right. Now who is the lord of the board?
Wow, I am thoroughly impressed. I mean, some people got into baking during the pandemic. DeBella's over here chopping wood, staining. This is amazing. I love it. These are fresh pieces.
They are. And by the way, I don't stain, I oil.
Oh, excuse me.
It only took him a year to become a pompous prick about his boards.
we fall off the cliff very quickly. I was yelling at charcuterie, and all of a sudden I'm calling myself a lord. John's oiling. These are amazing. Listen, I'm always happy to come on a radio show and plug the hosts. That's the goal. I was like, yeah, let's call in. You know, and hopefully we can sell some wood for John DeBella.
With the way the weather has been, if it gets any colder, I'm going to have to start burning the wood in order to stay warm in the house.
I love what you do with the cup holders. I mean, the bourbon one I'm looking at, the most recent, this isn't just art. It's art and engineering.
Thank you.
I noticed your forearms were getting bigger from all the sanding you were doing.
Well, it's taken away from what I used to use them for.
Oh, John, you old dog, you.
You're up in New York now?
I'm in New York.
Is it just as cold up there as it is down here?
John, have you left Philadelphia? It's an hour away. What are you talking about? Yeah, it's cold here too. What time is it there, John?
I'm just sort of curious if, you know, because like I said, if it gets any colder, I'm going to have to start, burning the boards. Are you warm enough at home?
So during the pandemic, I started working out with a trainer over the phone.
Uh-huh.
And I love it because you can just turn on your phone, you turn it off, you're done in 45, 50 minutes. It's like it's over and out. It's like
right.
The perfect type of workout. The problem is I moved to a new building and it's like one of those like 1800s old New York buildings that like if you move in your bed, the whole place shakes.
Right. Okay.
So, I can't work out inside because my neighbor downstairs takes a broom and starts hitting the ceiling. They've actually put notes under my door. So I have to still go outside. So I'm like triple layering and it's freezing. And, you know, I'm all bundled up. I've got like 17 layers on, but I'm trying to push through. You know, like all of us, we've all changed our lives around. Some people are working out outside. Other people are out there sanding, oiling, chopping. Pushing their businesses on their other businesses. We've all made sacrifices.
Now, is your family from New York also?
No, we're from Boston. I'm from outside of Boston. I'm a suburban kid. I mean, like, imagine we're in the main line of Boston, and that's where I'm from.
Oh, okay. He understands the Philadelphia area.
Yeah.
Listen to
him.
Yeah,
the Lower Moreland area where the Jews live. That's where I live.
Wow. All right. Wow. I'm Upper Moreland. I'm right next to them.
Yeah.
Now, are your parents still in Boston?
My parents, speaking of Jews, they made the pilgrimage to Boca, which is our Mecca.
Oh, so they heard the special shofar.
Yes, they blown. Heard the horn.
They heard the horn.
We blew the ram's horn, and they walked and wandered and found themselves in Delray Beach. So okay. They, and if you go to my Instagram, now that we've pushed your Instagram, go right. to mine.
Right.
And there are videos of my parents, and it's like you're watching a Seinfeld episode. Like, it looks like I am lifting Seinfeld. Like, it's crazy. And they're screaming at each other, and it's over nothing. And it's the problems of the problemless, which to me, in this day and age, when everyone has big problems and everyone's got big, no one has bigger problems than the next person. It is a mental vacation to watch two people scream at each other over the garage. And that's all I do is just tape them yelling at each other about how to open the garage. And that's my heaven.
Steve said something about you're doing reviews of The Bachelor.
I'm a huge Bachelor fan. And I on my Instagram, you know, it's all in one place. That's like the axle to my wheel. And I yell at The Bachelor every Monday night.
On your relationship podcast there, do you get questions from the public?
Yes.
All right.
I get like 100 emails a week.
Oh, wow.
And they range from everything from how do I text this guy that I, you know, that I met last week and we exchanged numbers to like really serious, you know, I've been with my partner 10 years and, you know, we don't sleep in the same bed anymore. You know, it's all over the map.
Has there ever been a question asked that you just cannot answer?
There's always a situation where you say, hey, I have to start by saying I'm not a professional because some people, you know, it goes down that road and you say, hey, you should speak to a professional who can give you the tools to help you through these things because I'm not that.
So no one ever asks, where can I get a good cutting board?
You know, that actually does come in quite a bit. I'm just happy I now have someone to refer them to. I didn't have that before.
Jared Fried is appearing tonight and tomorrow for two shows, 7:30 and 9:45. Is one of these shows sold out already, Jared?
Both the early shows are sold out.
Okay.
The late shows, there's tickets available, so come on out. Bring your charcuterie fans and your Bachelor right. fans, and I'll make sure to give you a plug on stage and sell you some boards. We're going to get you. We got to make sure the heat stays on so we don't have to burn these things.
Tickets are available through punchlinephilly.com.
The John DiBella Podcast.
There's something unholy about this.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
You must be prepared for the consequences.
102.9.
What about consequences?
MGK.
Today, by the way, very, very special holiday today on the calendar of stupid holidays.
We just had DJ Day.
Right.
Yesterday was Cake Day?
Yeah, Chocolate Cake
Yesterday,
day.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Ironically, with that parody earlier.
Right. Oh, that wasn't a parody. That was a real Melissa Etheridge song.
OG Etheridge.
Worked hard on that.
right.
For about a week and a half.
Today is
National Kazoo Day?
Oh, National Kazoo Day.
I hope you
day.
Washed that out from the last time I used it.
Oh, really?
When was
Remember
that?
We were playing
6 years ago?
No, that was when we were playing Dumb Guy Jeopardy. That was my buzzer.
This was your buzzer?
Yeah.
Oh, God, totally.
Who did I have to blow
that?
Hard into that?
Well, blow hard is something you're very good at.
Well, look, a pot meat kettle. Pot, this is a kettle. Hi, how you doing?
I mean, I would not be doing my job if I didn't bring forth to you the Temple City Kazoo Orchestra.
Good.
Thank you.
All right. And, you know, and they do the classics. Might even join in a little. It should have Bill drive off the road.
Yeah, if anyone's still listening, we're going to play the real song soon. About now would be a good time to start it.
It would be. Once one kazoo thought he could sing.
The John DiBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock. 102.9. MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.